Sal sending his message that he's not going to be there.
All right. So just go ahead and then. What message was that?
Sal sent a note saying that he did not want to be reappointed.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he changed.
Okay, so you're on, so you might as well start the meeting.
All right. All right, starting the meeting at 7:10 p.m. Start the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call.
John Bittner.
Here.
Ron Sell.
Here.
Bruce Sell.
Here.
Sal Fraschino is excused. Heather Buten.
Here.
And Jen Moffat asked to be excused. She had another commitment.
Okay. Acceptance of the minutes.
Have to table that.
Make a motion to table the reading of the minutes from the previous meeting.
Second of it.
Second. Any discussion? Being none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Public portion.
Come on, Sean.
Yeah, watch.
It's early.
Yeah, I was going to say. Being none, move on. Correspondence.
Negative.
Negative. All right. Director's report.
Okay. You have the update that I provide to the Board of Aldermen. All right. So if you want to take a quick look through that, we'll talk about what I wrote. Basically, it's some of the same stuff that you remember from last month. A lot of phone calls about renting the facility. Honestly, 8 out of 10 are just trying to investigate whether they can, you know, get in there for some kind of, you know. But that's normal. The programs that need facilities for their businesses that they run, they don't have facilities. And I know what they do is they call everybody that they can and hope that, you know, they throw the mud against the wall and hope it sticks one time. Oftenly, when we start talking about the fee, kind of like fizzles out, you know. And it's perfectly normal. It's been going on forever. Again, 8 out of 10 are just fact finding and, you know, acting as if, you know, they have a shot really at renting your place.
Are they looking for a cheaper price or doing this?
Well, no, I can't say that for sure. I mean, you know, I'll give you, for example, we got a guy who teaches punting and kicking. All right. Now, so we're talking a little bit, very nice guy. And it goes, well, you know, we have a fee schedule, whatever. And now he's talking about teaching our kids to kick and punt and trade off. Okay. So you get a lot of that. In other words, well, I'll teach your kids. Okay. Well, guess what? You know, it's not that simple. So we're going to have, we're going to end up with the men's soccer program. The guys that played, you know, the 7 games in last fall. I was supposed to meet with them on Friday and he couldn't make it. So that's happening this week. And then I think we're going to have the men's football team. And I don't think we're going to end up with anything else. As far as rental customers of Ryan Complex. Okay. Maybe somebody else surfaces and after hearing some preliminary stuff that I tell them, maybe they come back. Not likely. Sorry. Okay. All right. So we talked a little bit about the programs and so I one of the considerations Do we ever want to discuss making specific, I don't want to say rules or, you know how we have programs doing year round, right? I mean, it's kind of like everywhere for every sport, isn't it? Don't you think? So now, Kenny, when you play fall baseball, you don't use any of the cities. We don't do that, all right? But they do play fall baseball. In other words, fall baseball hurts Pop Warner. Pop Warner doing a flag league in the spring could hurt baseball. Now, we're at the point where everybody's playing year-round. I don't know how we stop that, or do we want? You understand what I'm saying? We don't have enough kids. I mean, we know this. I'm just wondering if we come up with some kind of formula where we, if Little League's in season, we make it the best opportunity for them to succeed and nobody else.
Well, they're like one of our core.
Yeah. Well, and I don't mean nobody else. I don't mean to say it like that. But am I making sense?
Anybody who's not in season.
Yeah. Oh. Right.
Whoever's in season.
Well, I mean, you know, listen.
The correct season.
Yeah, well.
Because I know soccer, used to be fall, and now they're.
Yeah, but that's honestly, I don't know how we stop soccer. I mean, only because it's been that way for always. It never wasn't.
Even when I was doing Little League, we would lose people to soccer, you know, spring and summer. I mean, like you said, they've been doing that forever.
Yeah, right. I mean, soccer, it's kind of like, I don't know how we would interrupt it. I don't even know that we interrupt this or that. I really don't know that. Yeah,
but our youth programs are in deep, deep trouble.
All right.
Well, you know, there's some ideas that I've been floating, and you guys have heard it from me about the afternoon situation. If we're going to provide an athletic experience, I'm going to use basketball, middle school age basketball. The aspiration is we could have three teams, maybe four. We could have had that this year. Okay. And so you had four teams waiting for us that we never did. They put 22 kids on the middle school basketball team. And if things were, I don't know, things are not bad, but if I was working with them better, I could have took those kids and played them in this Ansonia Derby League that we could make and play right after school. All right.
But like you said, I mean, if you let them leave and go home, you're not getting them back.
A bunch of them are coming. You know, you're always going to have your kids that the parents are like gung ho, and you know what, we're going to do everything. But there's a lot of kids, for whatever reason, they don't come back.
The parents aren't home.
That's one of them. They're not home. They're whatever. They're working or whatever. Okay. It's not just work, but there's a myriad of reasons. But guess what? They all add up to, by and large.
I think there's registration within the 4 to 7, 8 year old range.
How did you wind up losing them, Ken?
Kids don't come back for whatever reason. I have no clue why. And sometimes it might be a coach in, right? You know, but that's too many far between. You know, I just going to be that. But... You have 31 regular. You only have 4 major kids. One is going to play in Shelton because you don't have a ticket. Three are going to play with the juniors. They're going to take their 15-year-olds. So it's going to be a struggle for those three kids because they're going to be playing on the big field. was also. But we only have four kids signed up. We have 31 linemen. We have two teams. Because we have 27 instructional and T-ball kids. So we have two instructional leagues, the older boys. We have three T-ball teams, which you have only 7, 8 on the team. Mm-hmm. Because they have, those kids really don't know much about baseball, so they can't have to win. But if you take the juniors out of the group here, because we already had the juniors for 2 or 3 years, we've got a total of 71 kids. If you take the juniors out there, you're talking about 60 kids. We used to have 200. John was a fucking giant.
Yeah.
We used to have 200.
I remember when soccer had 300.
It's the lowest, the way these kids are not playing. It can't be all coaching because it's all through all the
programs. It's all the programs. What can we do to help you? What can we do to help you?
I don't know.
Listen, he shakes the bushes. We do. I mean, Pop Warner and Little League, they shake the bushes. I don't think there's kids that are missing out on the info. No way, right?
Well, we have a lot of people that know a lot of people, parents in the town, so they try and get the recruit.
I do feel that's why you lost a lot of the girls, because I know I never knew about it. Like when my kids were younger, if I didn't purposely look for the girls' athletics, I would have never saw it.
Okay.
But I always saw, Pop Warner, Little League. But just saying for the girls, I don't know.
Well, we tried for years to.
Yeah, so,
I'm saying,
Little League didn't have this. The girls didn't have this.
Mary Hirschman tried 1 year. She couldn't get
it. Even Ansonia, because they can barely make a team, too.
There are some cities that, they don't have as many teams as they used to, but they have a lot more than us, I'd say, because they're bigger towns.
Not cost, right? Is it cost?
Yeah.
Is it cost for the kids to play Little League? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, how much is that?
110. And if you have
two kids, it's something like pay half of the 10 for the second one.
It matters. Not a ton, but it matters. Kids,
like what we're dealing with, money is a big thing.
It's the opposite way. He's paid the 110 with us, and they're 225.
Yeah.
He's got to take out and pay another 115 to go play over there.
No, it's even because I know my Paige is playing middle school softball this year. And there's a friend of hers who didn't realize you had to have equipment. So guess who's buying the equipment, because otherwise she won't play.
Yeah.
So.
Do you need a glove?
I
was going to say, I gave away all my gloves.
I have gloves. I always do.
But, I had to get I bought a face mask because that's what the girls need now. But I had extra gloves, thank goodness. That's
if you do,
but thank you. But maybe it is some money. I don't know. I'm just saying, I knew she wouldn't be able to play.
Definitely a different clientele, and a lot of kids don't have money.
The committee is supposed to have a meeting on the 25th, and then after the regular committee, they're supposed to have a meeting to try and work out the youth program. Something that Ted said, and he was there, that couldn't go too far.
Well, I mean, the effort's the effort. It's appreciated. However, the success of it is what's not happening. We're not getting to the results.
The problem is we have, I think I told you last time, but, we have a theater at the high school in the auditorium.
Yeah.
Right, they had the parents, and not very many children. Then we went to the gym. I think these programs had a table in the gym. If you had 15 or 20 people came into the gym after,
It's a nice.
What if you did it during lunch? What if you did it during their lunch period? So they don't, they're not leaving school.
Well, it's not the kids. That was for parents.
Parents? That's for parents.
Yeah. We provide a piece for them.
It was a solid effort. Good faith, recruit. Possibility. It didn't amount to anything, not anything much, is what seems to be what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I don't know what we can do if we were to instill some parameters, like I mentioned, and I don't even know that we should or that we could. I mean, we provide money to our state program.
Okay.
Like the fish has one.
And the way it's been with the money, like Kenny, he takes his money in the spring. I mean, they do a fall thing, but they finance that themselves pretty much, correct? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's kind of like what we ask. If you're going to go off season, you're on your own. But you could play on our fields, and we'll have it ready for you. But the money comes from within the program.
You know,
one of the times I said the third thing to the parents pay a couple of dollars if they know if they go, what do they call it, travel.
Yeah.
We're secondary, so the kids signed up with us and travel.
You're not going to see them. Yeah, you're not going to see them. Yes.
They're going to go to the travel. You're playing field like that.
Yeah. You know, and you look here and you say, okay, you know, and I think the afternoon sports program is a great idea, but is it going to help Little League and Pop Warner? Because they're not going to get the coaching there.
Well,
during
Pop
the
Warner,
afternoon.
There's a plan for Pop Warner, and it's not being, I did mention it at that meeting. Kenny was there. It was the Board of Ed meeting. You understand, did I tell you about the Pop Warner scenario where the middle school kids would practice after school? We have a 13 and under Pop Warner team. So basically, that's the team, right? It would be, we could design it however we want. 13 and under, you're in middle school. They could practice after school just like the freshmen used to all the time. The picnic grove's available, okay? And that gives us an opportunity to coach them better because the varsity program is close by. And the head coach of the varsity program has indicated that they have volunteers that would work with these kids. There's guys that want to be coaches for Derby High School. They can't because there's too many numbers. And he claims that he could satisfy that situation coaching wise. And to me, I see that, and I see a 15 boy or boy roster being 25 just like that. I mean you go right after school. Now listen, you go play your Pop Warner game on Sunday, do whatever you do, only this is an opportunity to grab these kids right out of school and give it a shot.
Season?
Yeah, in football
and
season.
Then they would have to go, it would be tough for them, but they would have to go to Pop Warner practice.
No, you know, they're done with practice. That's it. Yeah, it's the 13 and under team. They could, this is the middle school age group. Okay, it's not their entire program. Yeah, right.
Kind of like we used to do with the 7th and 8th baseball team. Yeah.
Listen, I don't know. I was in middle school. I played everything. We had everything. I played 3 sports.
Yeah. I think we all did.
Right. I mean, I played Pop Warner as an 8th grader. And one some of them said, well, I had at least 12 pounds, which I wish I didn't do. So
I mean, Westport has a lot of kids, but I go see my grandkids play down there. I go sit and watch the baseball game in the field, right next to the baseball field and the football field, too. Police over the police athletic group. But they're playing games, just 7th and 8th graders, 5th and 6th graders, playing other towns.
What sport?
Football.
Okay. Pats? And this is spring?
No, it's spring and fall. Both.
Okay. So year-round, PAL has a football program at Westport.
Those kids end up doing mistakes.
Listen, if you got an audience, you can do it.
But it's elite. It was on the title that the same grade levels that play against. But that's what kids, towns are about.
I was going to say, that's, yeah. No, listen, if you got them, you got them.
So that would be the answer. But we don't have
to work magic if you got them. But Derby and Ansonia would be the marriage. We're, you know, that's, they're ready to go on this, unless something changes. And we could have, what we hope to do was start it with basketball. Okay. And we could have had a minimum 17 league, and we play in our town and in their town, and we could bus kids. What's it? It's a mile or two. We could play two games at a time. I mean, we could get creative. And we're not like, you know, sending one team of eight kids in a bus. I mean, there's ways you can do it where you, I don't know what the word is, where you increase what your bang for your buck because you're hiring a bus. So, you send more than one team over there, and you get creative with how you play your games. Okay, you can't have a team sit in the gym and watch a game for a whole game, because that would be berserk. But if you can move kids in and out, there's a way to do it. And it's afternoon programming when we are fledgling right now. It's
baseball. So not right after school, but these kids are in the junior senior program. So high school kids, the middle school kids, you know, they're in the junior senior program. They play a regular 16, 18 game schedule. You know, that's what's good, because before these kids that were 13, when they got to a little age 13, they had no place to go. So we started this, and it's working out pretty well. You know, this year we started the winter practice, and the police union ended up picking up the cost of the insurance. They're paying the insurance, but they have a winter practice. They go to the batting cage one night, they go into the gym one night. But at least they're playing baseball during the winter too.
So that's their year round.
That's what you're looking to do.
Well, I mean, well, I don't know about the year round, but you could trade, but yeah, you're not. You could trade. Anyway, this is the end all to this. If we're going to provide an athletic experience to our kids, how do we do it? How do we get better at doing it? Because we are having a hard time. So how do we get better at doing it? It's recreation comes in many shapes. It could be rugby, football, or playing checkers. But the sports programs that we offer, can we find a way to get better at it based on what we're dealing with in our community?
How are we going to get the kids home?
The same way they did when they played freshmen. Their parents came and got them. The same way the middle school kids do when they finish their game. I mean, listen, if we do the Ansonia Derby thing, you're over there, you're here. I mean, it's logistically, I think it's real easy. Now the parents got to come and get you, because that's what they do anyway. You're on a middle school basketball team. You're not taking a bus home, do you? I don't think so. I don't think they. No, your parents got to come and get you.
Yeah, my grandkids on my own. I mean, that's what happens.
Here. Yeah, it's, you know, listen, you know what? You do something that gets you to 5:30. I mean, you know, the action that you're doing, well, you schedule it that way.
How are you getting the coaches, though? Because it's during the day. Right. And don't they have to be teachers? Isn't that the new rule, that you have to be a teacher or work in the school to be a coach?
For who?
Or no?
Not for us.
Not if we run
for middle school?
Not if we run it and use
Gotcha.
Listen, what you're talking about probably is teachers have preference, I believe. So, I am recruiting school personnel to jumpstart this stuff. I already been talking to people that are in the school system that, you know what, day's over, here we go. They're there already. And there will be, it would be, there's just, you know, a way to make it worth their while. Hey, if it was me 30 years ago, and I was doing that, I'd be reffing every one of those games, grabbing $25. Because, I mean, there's...
If somebody was not a teacher, the certified coach, they would have some kind of backup job.
For sure.
Just like you do for all your coaches anyway.
Yeah, Sonia does that too.
Well,
You know, what do we want to call it? Do we want to call it Derby's afternoon school program?
I don't know.
Year round? I mean, you know.
Derby youth basketball?
You know, what I'm thinking is during basketball season, we have, you know, we want all these kids to join the whole year, you know, almost like a.
Well, wait a minute. The whole year?
Yeah, but they're not playing basketball the whole year. Springtime, they're playing baseball. We're teaching them baseball.
I get it.
And, winter basketball, you know, fall football. Keep them at the school and keep them motivated to play the sports. And if the kids don't want to play sports, let them play chess.
Well, that's always going to be.
Yeah.
You know, there's,
no, but I mean, you know.
It doesn't captivate everybody.
You know, but it's something different. Like I said, and we've pretty much all agree that it's going to be about keeping the kids
involved
after school. Don't let them go home.
If we're going to offer youth basketball and try to do a pretty good job at it, it's not happening right now with the status quo.
Right.
We've got to get creative.
Right.
And what? How do we do it? We got to hang on to the kid.
Yeah. I mean, now I'm talking about spending money, but, you know, do we want to get a youth coordinator that, you know, pay him a couple of $1,000s a year to set up this type of program?
So when we took it to the budget, I mean, I'll move on from this, but you know that you're going to see that I took money from me to sponsor the summer program.
Right.
Okay. Now, I was going to do it to sponsor what you just mentioned, the youth coordinator. All right. We're not ready yet. Okay.
No.
I had a person that I talked to about doing it. He ended up getting a full-time job in the school system. And immediately went to school to get his advanced degree because he had to. All right. So all of a sudden, mine and his agreement and what we were hoping to do was put on the back burner. Okay. But he's not gone. All right. And he's in the school system. And that's the plan.
Yeah. Because we've got to think out of the box. We can't just, you know.
Well, it's different. Kids are different. Everything is totally different today.
All right.
Could you make the print a little smaller, James?
This, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't do
it. There you go.
All right, listen.
And then just hold your copy up and I'll be able to.
Let me explain this really quick. Because what you have here, we're not done. All right? This is not done. Okay? The primary reason for it not being done is we're compiling the information concerning the maintenance contracts. All right? Because we have several of them now. We have maintenance contracts that we have an elevator maintenance contract that we seem to have like four of them in the city because every elevator has a maintenance contract instead of having. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that they're going to start. And this only known to me because of Payton Fieldhouse. Otherwise, I wouldn't even know this.
Okay, elevator.
Right, because we have an elevator. And there's probably half a dozen maintenance contracts. All right, so we don't really know that info yet.
Right.
Right? That's what's holding up the completion of the budget. So in a nutshell, this budget will be approximately, and what you have behind these numbers here is my notes. Okay. I'm sorry about that, but you know what? Good luck, Reed. But anyway, so this is probably heading to a increase of about $30,000 to $35,000. Talk. Okay, which is not a lot of money. However, it's 10% Parks and Rec.
You know, is there one big thing that's...
Well, the summer program is budgeted for twice as much as last year, 10 to 20. All right. If you look at the notes on that, and you know, I've explained what my thoughts are about that summer program. To me, that's number one. That's our most successful program with participation and interest in our city today. I'll find it for you.
It's yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Did you find it?
Yes. Right after.
Okay. All right. See playground wages, page 1 of 7. So, these are the old line items, by the way. They changed the line items, honestly. That was not helpful. You guys like me.
Yeah.
All right. So you see that I'm asking for $6,000 for the director, which is probably a couple thousand dollars more than it's a she made last year. Maybe a little more than 2,000 more. 2 to 3. I'm asking for 5 counselors to work as her staff. We're asking for $16 an hour for those workers. Minimum wage is $15.69 today. Okay, it's gone up like 3 times in the last 3 years. I think there's one more step left in the minimum wage. I'm not sure about that, but this is 40 cents more than the minimum wage. $15.69. All right, so you want to look at anything, and you want to, any questions that you want to ask me? And your totals are kind of like not that good, all right? So, however, you can pick apart pretty much everything.
Our total budget right now is 142.7. Right? That's the current.
I don't know that number.
Oh, well, I see down below it's 223, 233. So that was
okay. Double, but... No, that all right. No, that's all right. That's payroll. That's payroll other than playground. Okay, that's everybody other than playground.
What's the total number? The whole budget part from it.
The total number is not done, but it will be somewhere between 330. And like a 335. All right. And we were at last year 313.
You're saying the community center and Ryan's both budgets would be the 335.
That's right. That's right. Listen, paid him is $76,000. Okay. It doesn't include, I don't think electricity's in there. I know gas is.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you something. It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, we should pinch ourselves. I mean, that's what I think. I don't even know what. We were at a meeting 3 years ago that got a little heated where the alternative was $265,000. I don't know if you remember that already. That caused a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, just for the paid.
Yeah.
Whole budget.
Okay. I mean, if that's, you know, we know that was perpetuated by Board Ed. It included everything, all the bells and whistles that go along with the Board Ed. You know, it's a big difference. Now, I don't know. I mean, this could be year to year, but you know what? I know that we don't have the money to jump this up to $200,000 or even, you know what I'm saying.
We still get the $10,000 from capital.
Yes.
Have you been getting that?
Yeah.
Even though there's not been a capital plan or anything.
It's just... No, it's not. It's a capital. It's in the capital line item. It's a.
It's mandated.
Right.
Yearly.
It's required.
Yes.
Yearly stipend we get. Yeah.
That's right. It's not considered. And I had this discussion with our new finance guy because we have something that we need at Ryan Compax. And he said, well, you got to go to the Capital Plan Commission. I said, no, I don't. Because this is always there. I mean, this has been 30 years for me that this has been in the budget. Hey, listen, they might want to tinker with that. I'm not going to bring it up, but... we need new windows for the press box. They fog up, and you can't see out there when we have the wrong kind of weather. Yeah. So, and that's
what, the windows out solve that problem.
Yeah,
because of the temperature.
One hammer.
I'm really not sure the cause, but when we have rain, they fog up, and I mean you can't see. The wrong glass. Anyway,
stop breathing.
You know something?
I'm breathing.
I'm going to tell you something. To be honest with you, I can hardly make it up. Thanks. I got a problem. But
you better all coming down, aren't you?
I tried that. I got stuck in the middle of that hill. It's going to call it a helicopter.
Yeah.
I crawled out of there. Not good. But no, whatever it is. It's not new. It's been, there's not simple fixes. You know what I mean? The glass needs to be replaced. It's $5,600. We have a quote. And that's the $10,000. Now, that $10,000, if the city wants to examine that, I mean, you may say, well, we don't have grass anymore. I mean, we don't have the old field. We have a brand new place. So, I mean, I'm not giving up the 10 grand. I can say it here.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. But, yeah. Hey, I don't know what we're going to spend the other 4,200 today so far.
On top of the press box for the baseball field.
Well,
no, because the tarp is all wrapped up. I was up there the other day looking at it. The tarp on top of the virus thing. It's ripped, you know, holes in it.
You mean over the press area for the baseball.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but that should have been like.
No, but you want to replace it every year? Replace it with something that's going to last.
Right. And if we got the money.
Yeah.
We got money in the.
No, I know, but that's not my.
It's part of the speaker system, but they have 59, so they still have. Yeah. We still have money that we could take care of that. He asked Joel about the speaker system, which he said, okay. The balance there was $50,000. When we're using 20 sides of the speaker system, we officially moved it. That looks like that's what they're going to do. And I don't know what the balance left over where you could do something like that.
Yeah, that's vandalism, by the way. Yeah. Throw the rocks.
Yeah.
So
I know. That's what I said. I'm not going to replace it. No, because it's going to have the same thing next year.
Well, it could be. I mean, we could replace it stronger.
Yeah.
Then it's obviously violatable really easily.
Yeah.
Why isn't it in the building?
Huh?
Did they ever buy it?
No. It's quite a lot of the initial programs cut costs. You know, then they have to mold that sign, then it's going to take care of it. You know, but they never put the people in the fire. They had a dry room, which they're supposed to ventilate the room, so it's not healthy for the kids. So they're putting their wet
Yeah, we need.
What's the foundation of the day?
It's
not
dry. What would that be? I think it's $5,000 to $6,000. But that money's supposed to be there. But see, that's not, I don't govern that.
Yeah.
I just suggest.
Is that that?
They were all set to do that, and then they we changed our maintenance supervisor for that, and then that kind of went by the wayside. All right, so so the positions that had minimum wage, I put them at 16,
all right,
which is 40 cents more. The building and field supplies, 25,000. That's 2 of 7. This is the line item that is takes care of everything for me for Parks and Rec. If you look at the items that are in there, it's up like $3,000, I think, or maybe even more, four. But it needs to be. I got to find money for this line item tomorrow. Be honest with you, just to get through this year, and I will. But that's one of our two line items that is the most prominent and active. The other one is the next one after it. I'm sorry. The maintenance one is first. The second one is the supplies. I'm sorry. You are looking at page 2 of 7 is the maintenance.
Right.
Okay. And then 3 of 7 is what you see. Supplies. You see, I list kind of like everything that we buy. And that's 23,000. That's up 3. Okay. Then office supplies, I think, is up $300 from 4,000. You see what we use that for. I have an alarm system in there that we don't use.
What do we have it in? Have it in by
this
budget? In.
Well, I'm with Brian. I'm here every day. You know, Brian, I was with him today. So, we're on top of communicating. I'm right there. I got to get this over with. So it's stressful. All right. Moving on. Any questions? All right. You get into page 5 and 7, the sports programs. Not really looking to do anything. Certainly nothing negative yet with these things. Wait a minute. Yet. I mean, I don't know. These programs fall apart. How often, you know, do we give them money like we always did? But no sense in throwing the towel in today. We'll reevaluate next year, but asking for the same money. Next is paid. Okay. Again, the total price is like $76,000. I don't know. I say get it while we can. I mean, listen, there's nothing wrong. Everything's pretty much brand new.
Yeah.
We're on top of everything.
Yeah. Very fortunate there.
You know, I mean, listen, it's going to grow old, but in the meantime, I don't know. I don't know what we would need more money for. The guys that work there, like doing. They're retired.
My husband,
this guy, his name is Mike. He's actually pretty good. He's retiring. He's in the field. He's a certified plumber, and he manages AFCO Lycoming's plant. The old down in Stratford. That's where he works. That's what he does.
So he's part time with us too.
Yes. But he's on the verge of being more. He only gets 5 hours a week. It's today.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a consultant and a good one. Me and him went shopping for some stuff today. He's fine, and they're okay. I mean, I think we have everything under control up there today. I mean, as in, again, this is it's 1 year. It's pretty cheap, in my opinion.
But that's without the contracts.
Right. The contracts. Sorry. It's with some of the contract, not the complete contract money. So it may be 5,000 more, give or take. Could be two. Could be three.
The total budget, this was this year's budget, 313.
No, that's last year.
That's last one.
Yeah.
Isn't it up till this? July is not the one we're in right now?
Oh, that's the one we're in right now.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're thinking that 313 is going to go to what?
330, 335.
You got to go to tax board yet, or you? Just...
Not me.
That'll be part of his budget.
Yeah, right. They don't invite me. It's okay.
You're working with him. He knows what's going on.
Yeah.
But then we didn't refer to him then. He carries a bridle along with him.
Keep going. He's doing a great job.
Any questions?
And you'll take this one. This is not the very much.
No. No, not yet.
Yeah.
And I don't. I mean, or anybody, unless they come here, then they get it. I'll share this with anybody. They got to ask me, though.
Yeah. Well, it's all open.
Yeah. I don't know.
Those receivables on this report here, the 72,000.
Yeah.
That's from last July 1 until.
Yes.
It's good.
Yeah, it's like a third of our budget.
Yeah,
right. Whatever. It should end up at like 105. That's 2/3.
Next month, I'd like to go over those figures. They'll bring those figures for Payton Field, what we charge, everything. And you have on there the Payton room too?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll go over that. Dial it up or whatever we're going to do.
So we want to
bring it to the committee. Yeah, we'll bring it. We'll do it here.
Lately.
Well, how many categories are on that sheet for that?
Well,
we're not even going to touch. You know, the big one is the room, but I want to have it all together.
Yeah,
the whole thing. You got to chew the board of
all. Yeah, the room is not as terrible as it seemed either.
But we need to rent it. You
need
You
need wine and beer, and you got a shortcut.
That's what you're betting.
How to get?
Right. I mean,
It can't wait for that. No.
Yeah, but that don't happen.
I know it don't. But somebody wants to start breaking.
Next week, they got.
Yeah, they've got to change that so that you don't get your rest.
Well, I mean,
you know what I'm saying.
That's it.
Because I can see a year down the road.
Somebody might do something 6 months in advance, but mostly no.
Yeah. No, we don't have to spend a lot of time on it, but just get a uniform and the
folks
are going to pay you. But just do it.
Right.
Okay. For once and for all, especially to rent that room.
Yeah,
that room. Start making some money.
Yeah. They price themselves completely out.
Yeah. They're still going?
No.
All right, what else we got?
Okay. All right.
Speaking of, I didn't hear your conversation, but I'm really glad I didn't, about the great rumor. That's really, don't forget, we have the Picnic Grove. The Picnic Grove that has two rates, right? The Derby rate and the out-of-town rate. And the biggest lie is nobody pays the out-of-town rate.
Nobody, yeah.
Nope. Well, no, because everybody's got a friend that cuts in the this and that. It's a blatant thing. And so the Derby rate and the other rate are probably 50% of what it costs just to clean it.
What's the rate?
I don't know.
Remember the rates out of towners are in.
I think it's 150 for in town, and I forget 250.
So yeah, it's like
it's not. It's something like that. It's costing us money to do it. So as it relates to like just getting people in there for the sake of getting them in there, when we don't really have a plan to take care of what we already have.
Right.
Well, got to change.
Right. Yeah. That's why next month I want to get into. We didn't get into it today about the rates and everything. We'll bring all the sheets, go over, and get it to the committee board of all after that, and then get it to a full board meeting. Get these things ironed out. I think we should be able to have beer and wine in there and have a repast or something. You know, not the greatest spot to park or anything, but.
Well, but if you then
he can charge
if it's cheaper than if it's cheaper than the other places in town, then everybody's going to want to be there. And given the way they don't
cheap. I mean, I don't even know what it is now. Forget that.
It's something like from 5 to 6, pardon me. I can't tell you exactly.
That's not but cheap.
No, and listen, that's just getting you in there. If you cater it, I mean, you're going to spend over $1,000, whatever else you do.
Well, yeah, and then too, yeah, we'd have to check with, like, is it because it's part of the school thing? That's the other thing about the, because we learned that about the Dr. Paul.
Well, it's not really a school, though. It's not considered to be like Irving was for drinking or anything. The way we drank in Irving school years ago, oh my God. All the balls.
Rather than trying to go on the scene, oh my
God. I don't know what happened to that, but. So we'll do that next month. I don't know what else can you have.
Well, that's it. We got covered budget. Just update on Wittick maintenance and the signs.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
This is Sarah Wadomsky. Is it okay if I just say one thing?
Sure.
Just a note, and Ron, you'll remember this as well. There was a woman working with Mrs. Payton and Doc, who is working on a plan for rental of the complex, including the field house, that was supposed to be presented to the board. So that was something actually in the works.
Is that Ron, current? Yeah. When was that?
Recall that?
No. When was that?
That was at one of our board meetings in the fall that we approved. Doc came to us.
It was in the fall. I thought it was spring, but that time
last year.
It may have been the summer. I'm not quite sure, but that was. Keep that in mind.
No, that was a different thing.
Yeah, no, but it's the same place. He's like a curator.
Well, he's a curator for the collection of artifacts.
Right.
Yeah, that's a different
thing. Yeah.
No, but they had talked about the, now that she said that, there was like a somebody to like be a marketing.
That would be even better. You know,
yeah, it was someone directly attached to Mrs. Payton. Someone Mrs. Payton recommended.
But it was in the connection with that thing with Jack, too. It was all kind of part of the same discussion. It was.
Even better. Let's just get it going, see what we can do. Kenny will ask Doc and see if anything's still going on that. And then we can talk about it.
And just for the board, the ordinance for the signs at Wittick Park was sent Corporation Council to review
the wording for the
either to incorporate it in an existing ordinance or to start to do a new one. He was going to just double check that in the
committee. Was just the dog,
right? Because there's stuff for what's referred to as Coon Hollow Park, meaning the whole area up there, but But he was, I know he was looking into that. I'm not
how far. Yeah, I'd ask him to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Sarah. Yes, thank you, Sarah.
No problem. Thank you.
What's the score of the game?
Oh, I don't know. 10 star 7, right?
Oh, yeah. They are, it's halftime, and the score is, hold on 1 second. Ding, ding, ding. They're up. I think they're up 20 something, 22, 23.
Really?
Wow. Championship game.
I'm surprised at that game.
It's pretty good.
It's 25-47 halftime.
Wow.
And that's on the record.
Nice.
47 points in half. Wow.
Yeah, they've been dominating.
That's what they had yesterday. Yeah, it was a crazy thing.
Is that what that paid the car subcommittee report was about?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Did that?
Can I ask a question about
sure.
this? Does it get bad, the disturbing behavior at the door? Could you move it to the side where the gym door is and go through the stage, like the main entrance? Would that ever be an option? You know what I'm saying?
The
I haven't been upstairs in 30 years, yeah. But.
No, the kids that are the problem hang out on the stairway of the superintendent's office.
Well, so I'm saying would it ever be a feasible to put the main door on the side there where it?
Well, they're still going to hang there, which is
the problem. Well, they're hanging
there. Yeah, but you're not walking by them then. You know, no one's walking by
them. The entrance we cannot traffic the swim lesson people.
Yeah, through that. Through the
gym.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can't listen. We just need these kids. They shoo them away. It works, but not for long. And there's a particularly different element going on right now that could escalate this to a worse scenario than it is. All right. And basically, I'm noticing a gang. Okay. And you know the way they dressed, things like that I'm noticing. And if that is indeed the case, then that behavior escalates negatively because gangs get together for a reason and none of them are good. And I see new kids because...
I was going to say, are they local kids?
Well, this is what I'm saying. I don't want to say for sure, but I do see what I see and I'm kind of into it. There's new guys, all right? They're dressed in their hoodies and their black face, all black. They got the mask on. We had an assault in the parking lot last summer, I believe. I believe it's the same people. All right.
And the checkers?
Yes. Okay. That was the first time that we had an assault.
That's looking terrible there now when you go by the hoods up on cars or a bunch of guys.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And I got to tell you something. We do a ton of swim lessons. You would not believe how many people never came back. And we still do a ton.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't next to the gym where the stage isn't there? Like I said, it's been a long time since I've been up there, but isn't there room to that they're not going through the gym?
No.
There's not?
No.
Okay. I haven't been up there in a long time.
Yeah, they got to pass through that area. And again.
What hours of the day?
It starts the late afternoon. You'll talk to some of the ladies that work for the Board of Ed when it's 5 o'clock and they don't want to leave. They'll tell you.
You should be able to jump all that, huh? Please.
This commission met at 6.
Well, you can't arrest them. You know you can't because they're... No, and they do. And,
should we get another sign? No, yeah. No sitting from dusk till dawn.
Well, there's no loitering. It's you know.
Well, it's up to the guy that owns the property. He should wanna.
Well, I mean, they sit on the steps of our building.
Well, then that's.
I mean, they go over to the store area, but really, when they're hanging out,
that's us.
Yeah, it's us. Well, we've had weeks where we call the police three times. I mean, I'm a regular, I'm a caller. They shoo them away. Really, you can't arrest them because what are you doing? I mean, it's not an arrestable offense. You can smoke pot. You're not supposed to, but they're not arresting anybody.
Where are we going?
Well, you're not supposed to smoke in public.
Well, isn't it considered school property, really? Or city property?
It's city property.
It's city property, right?
Sure is. It absolutely is.
You could consider it a school property.
Board of Education offices.
Because they're sitting on the stairs.
What does that do?
Has it come up at your meetings at all, Board of Ed, about that building? Has it come up at your meetings? No.
Yeah, that never gets into the mix with. Anyway, could be a rough summer.
Good news.
See, when you're little and you're upstairs, it's, you know, that stage area is huge. You just push people right through.
Yeah.
Now that I'm older, it's not as big as it used to be, right? I've been up there a long time.
But anyway, I the things that I noticed with these kids, I haven't seen it in a couple of weeks. Because I was setting up a meeting with the chief of police. And then it faded off a little. So I haven't had that meeting yet. But they're going to know that there's the likeliness of a gang. Because gangs, when you enter a gang, you do things differently. There's criminal intent. I mean, they band together for a reason. You know, and none of it's good.
No lawyering signs right there, though.
Yeah.
In that building. And once you say no about it, then you can.
Well, the signs are there.
Oh, there are no lawyering signs there?
Yeah.
Oh, there is.
There's not one on the building. There's one on the sidewalk.
All about enforcement.
Yeah. I don't know. I wish we had an area where they could congregate. That we could kind of like send where they would gravitate to. And
lighting there. You'd have a light. Makes it look like daylight.
Maybe bring them there. Okay. Probably attract them.
No.
Open up a tent down the road.
Well, listen, if we had, a basketball court. Somewhere there's no room for
the other basketball courts open yet.
They're there every night.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know what they're doing up there.
Yeah,
but I hear them. I don't have any balls.
I mean, we'd rather have them.
All right, motion to adjourn at 8:10.
All right,
second
discussion, none. All in favor,
aye.
Opposed.
Paris. What only goes for the day is April 13th.
13th.